Roger and JP, 724. Heavy rain this morning. Ted will update the traffic and a lot of stuff coming up in just a minute. High of 78. Right now, dead guy in the envelope just underway. 955-WBAB is the phone number, and JP has the dead guy in the envelope.
He is an American that you know strictly from the headlines.
All right. And he didn't make his headlines for an accomplishment.
No.
This dead guy in the envelope, I guess the headlines meaning he... Did he...
Jesus Christ,
no
Ted, you got a question,
Hold
Ted?
Hold on. No accomplishment thing is tough. Most of the headlines are for when people like, you know, fly around the world, hit a Grand Slam in the World Series.
Ted, you got
a
question?
Was he killed?
No. Or was he?
And now he wasn't.
Nah. I'm only kidding.
Now he wasn't killed in the headlines either.
Brett?
Was he white?
Yes.
White American guy.
Did he die within the past 10 years?
Yes.
Was he a politician?
No.
Did he die in jail?
No.
Did he die in an explosion?
Nope. Hey, B.A.B., who's this?
It's Tommy from Hicksville.
What's up, Tommy?
Go, Tommy.
Go
ahead.
It's Jim Morrison.
No, it's not.
No. It's he says not. We only knew him from the headlines. We didn't know him from being a rock star.
No.
Right.
Did not know him.
Only the headlines.
Only the headlines.
Well, we didn't know him because of his death, and we didn't know him because of his accomplishments.
Correct.
Sheesh.
Was he killed by police?
No. Or was he?
955-WBAB. More of your questions. Yes or no questions for Dead Guy in the Envelope coming next. Right now. 7:30, Roger and JP on BAB. Dead guy in the envelope's underway. JP knows who the dead celebrity is. We're trying to figure him out. Our clues so far.
He is a dead American that you know strictly from the headlines.
Hmm.
Okay.
But not for his accomplishments.
No.
And not for his death.
No.
He didn't have, like, this fantastic death.
Nope.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Was he known in the New York area?
When he started making headlines, he was known around the country, if not around the world. But he's not a New York guy, no.
I was going to say Bernie Getz, but I think he's still alive.
He is still alive.
Sorry. All right, 955-WBAB.
I'm telling you now, this one is not going to be easy. You're going to have to think.
Hmm. We clearly have to ask more questions to get closer and get more details on this guy.
If anybody's going to get it, it's probably going to be Ted.
All right, 955-WBAB. See if you can get the dead guy in the envelope next.
102.3
WBAB.
He was a criminal.
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger, JP. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 734. JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. We're trying to figure out who this guy is. Our clues so far.
I said he was a criminal. You only know him from the headlines.
White American guy?
White American guy. Correct.
Only from the headlines, but not because, like, he was... In the electric chair or something. He said he had a heart attack, right?
Right, he had a heart attack.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Is it Jeffrey Dahmer?
It is not Jeffrey Dahmer.
Was he a serial killer type guy?
No.
All right, 955-WBAB. As we narrow down and try to figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is, more of your calls next on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. Is this an instant double shot or am I imagining things? It's an instant double shot of Van Halen.
Kiss.
We're coming to the beach this Saturday.
And Thursday.
Fact, if you get the
Thursday and
dead
Saturday.
Guy in the envelope, you get tickets for Saturday, Nikon Jones Beach Theater. Good luck. It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger JP.
Two nights. Big.
The latest with Ted in just a minute. High of 78 today. I have some people who want to get some questions in for your dead guy in the envelope, JP.
Okay.
The clues so far, please, for people.
He's a dead white American that you know strictly from the headlines. He wasn't murdered. He just died of a heart attack.
So he wasn't known for the headlines through his death or his accomplishments.
He was a criminal. He was a criminal.
All right.
You know, I mean, there might be a very few people into this one thing that would have known him for an accomplishment, but
don't look at it like as accomplishments. Like a great general, a great ball player.
The layman only know him, you know, they know him for what he did.
Good morning, BAB Dead Guy, go.
Yeah, was he a doctor?
No, he was not.
Hi, you're on for Dead Guy in the Envelope. What do you got?
Rodney King.
No, he was white. Brett asked me if he was white.
That's right, yeah. Hi, Dead Guy, you're on.
Hi, yeah, is it the son of Sam?
It is not the son of Sam, no.
Hi, you're on Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Hey, good morning. Was the guy a mobster?
No.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Was the dead guy in for murdering people?
No.
Hi, dead guy, you're on the air.
Hey, was he involved in a child abduction or a kidnapping?
No. It's a lot of no's.
Yeah, no kidding.
Was he falsely accused of something?
Nope.
He was a criminal, but he wasn't a mass murderer.
Nope.
Did he, like, rob banks?
No.
All right, so he's not like an old-time gangster type dude.
Mm-mm.
With a Tommy gun. All right, 955-WBAB. Any movies made about this guy?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think a big, not like a blockbuster movie, definitely not.
Mm.
I'll say this, though. He was known for the headlines. He was a criminal, but he did not die in jail.
All right, just a heart attack outside of jail.
Correct.
All right, 955-WBAB. More of your calls next as you guys try to figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is. Right now, Ted's got the rope.
/ disclosures.
7:46, before we get to Ted's news, we have a woman who'd like to guess your dead guy in the envelope, JP.
Go ahead, guess.
White, what'd you say, white American guy who what?
Right, criminal, did not die in jail.
Right.
Wasn't a mass murderer, wasn't like...
He wasn't a bank robber?
Right, correct.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Was he a politician?
No, but you're getting warmer.
Politician is getting warmer?
Getting warmer.
All right.
Kind of.
Huh. And he only made a headline for his crimes?
Yeah.
Only for his crimes, that's it.
Right.
Not his death, not anything else.
No.
Nothing good.
Well, his death was part of the ongoing saga of the crimes.
Hmm. All right, 955-WBAB. More of your guesses next. Right now, Ted has this quick BAB news update.
The flash flood.
0.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 752, dead guy in the envelope. JP's got it. We're trying to figure out who this guy was who committed crimes.
I'll say this.
White American guy.
He committed crimes. He was convicted of crimes.
Yeah.
10 counts, as a matter of fact. He did not die in jail.
Mm.
He
wasn't a serial killer.
He didn't rob banks.
Right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Good morning. Is it John Gotti?
It is not John Gotti. Listen, it wasn't a politician. It wasn't a mobster. It wasn't a mass murderer. Think...
And he didn't rob banks.
Think white collar.
So then did he commit financial crimes?
Yes, he did. Oh, look at you.
But he didn't rob banks, but he did financial crimes. Did he embezzle?
Oh, look at you.
He embezzled?
Yeah, he was up to no good.
All right, good luck, you guys.
I don't mind stealing bread. Is it this guy?
WBAB, Roger and JP, 757. Heavy rain coming down on the island. We'll update traffic in just a second. We have a couple of people on the line who'd like to guess at your dead guy in the envelope.
Okay.
The white American guy, criminal.
Right.
Heart attack death, but not the reason he made the headlines. He was only famous for his headlines.
Right. He was indicted on, he was indicted on 11 counts, found guilty of 10.
All right.
But did not die. Did not die in jail.
All right. But his financial crimes, just not robbing banks.
Correct.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Like a union leader?
No.
Hi, dead guy, you're on the air.
Was this guy the head of Enron?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
okay, it was Ken Lay.
There you go.
Kenneth Lay. He was 3 months away from being sentenced. He was facing between 20 and 30 years in prison. He died while vacationing in Snowmass, Colorado. Autopsy reports state that he died of a heart attack caused by coronary artery disease.
What did he do, and what was Enron? What did they?
July 7, 2004, he was indicted in grand jury on 11 counts of securities fraud and related charges.
Ouch. I know a lot of people lost, like, pensions and stuff.
They lost pensions, they lost 401ks, they lost everything because of this guy.
Probably should have been hung.
I think he was going to be. So it was going to be bad things happening in his future.
Hey, you win. You're going to see Van Halen Saturday night, Nikon Jones Beach Theater. Hold on.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Right now, it's 7:58. Thanks for playing along with Dead Guy in the Envelope. Next one will be Thursday morning at 6:50. But right now, Ted's got the roads.
It's one of those mornings here where you want to give yourself lots of extra time as you make...